Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yeah, where's he getting his COVID information from? Like, I don't know.
What is up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. Here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. And I'm back.
Yes, welcome back, Asia.
I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
Yep, it is Wednesday. We back in full effect. Jim Jones has announced that he caught COVID and decided to give a PSA on it. Also, Drake decided to reveal he caught COVID too, even though he did it in a more sneaky way than Jim Jones did it. Also, we have another versus battle in the works, and there's a dream versus battle that has been floating around out here that people are talking about too. So we'll get into all of the versus talk. Plus, we got to talk about the fact that there's going to be no more new Pop Smoke music, allegedly. And we are still on Donda watch, and we may have something to see this weekend. That's all I'm going to say. Let's get down to it. All right, so let's kick it off with the COVID Chronicles.
Yes.
Jim Jones has decided to reveal to the world that he has caught COVID-19. He decided to give a little PSA after his announcement as well.
What's up, everybody? I was contemplating whether I should do this or, you know, keep my business to myself, but I think it's more important for me to do this. I urge everybody to stay safe out there. COVID is real. You heard? I was running around here thinking I was Superman, and COVID knocked the socks off Superman. So I urge and encourage everybody, please continue to mask up. Please continue hand sanitize, social distance as much as you can. You heard? Try to stay away from a lot of packed and crowded places. Shit is no joke at all. You heard? I really felt it. And I don't want nobody to feel like how I felt. You know what I mean? I'm not in charge of the FDC or anything. I'm not here to tell you to go get your vaccination. I'm just here to tell you to take care of yourself, because this shit is very real.
Okay. First of all, what is this new disease, this new strand that's going around out here? Because COVID, I haven't heard of that. I heard of COVID-19, but COVID, that sounds even more deadly and more dangerous. So we need to get this under control ASAP. Jim, like, might be the first one with this, and we just now hearing about it. But we need to get COVID under control, because we already down bad with COVID.
Right.
So let's get COVID intact ASAP.
You got to handle the COVID strand right now.
Second of all, what is the FDC?
Yeah, like,
what government entity is that?
What? Yeah, where's he getting his COVID information from? Like, I don't know
what's going on. Oh, the FDC is the ones that put out the information about COVID.
Yeah, because CDC is with COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Center for Disease Control told us all about COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But the FDC, the Federal Disease Control, is the one that told us about COVID. So, boom, now we got our information right.
Yeah, it's always spit as facts on this podcast.
Oh, facts only.
Period.
All right. But we are not joking or making light of the fact that Jim Jones caught COVID.
Yes.
Okay, we are simply just listening to the PSA and trying to soak in all of the information here.
Right.
But another thing that I thought was interesting that he specifically said in this video was, try your best to stay away from packed crowds and packed environments. And we know that he did just do the versus battle with Dipset and the Locks. So was he alluding to the fact that he caught it at the versus battle?
I mean, it only makes sense that's where he got it from, because COVID was definitely in, well, COVID, I don't know who was in there, but they was in the building for the Madison Square Garden.
COVID was definitely at the Dipset versus Lox battle. No question about it.
Definitely.
So I thought that was his like kind of slick way of trying to say that he caught it there, mm-hmm. and trying to alert everybody that was actually at the battle to the fact that they need to get tested, which they should have known anyway, honestly.
But. Yeah, of course.
But I thought that was his way of like, look, y'all, I ain't about to hit y'all all up one by one. I don't even know who all was there, because as you seen, it was everybody and their mama on the stage. So mm-hmm. he probably personally can't even hit everybody up. But I thought that was his way of saying, like, look, if you were there, get tested.
Yeah, basically.
So, yeah, much love to Jim Jones. Hopefully all is well with him. And another person that caught, well, this person caught COVID-19. Yeah. This person didn't catch COVID. This person caught COVID-19. I'm talking about the boy, Drake. How did he catch it?
Yeah, apparently Academics had posted a picture of Drake and it had his signature heart cut design in his hair. Mm-hmm. And people were getting on it being like, oh, the heart looked kind of weird, looked a little lopsided, looked a little crazy. And so Drake had to go into the comments and said, I had COVID, that ish grew in weird. I had to start again. It's coming back. Don't diss. So that's where he was announcing that he did have COVID. And I saw where, like, they're saying that he probably got it during when he was recording Certified Lover Boy, which I would think maybe that's another reason why it got pushed back during this year, was maybe he got sick real bad.
Mm-hmm. Yet another excuse for him not dropping the album. That's all this is, man. Not only is he going to blame COVID for the haircut snafu, the lack of crispiness in the heart in his haircut, but he gonna blame COVID for the album not being out too? Nah, yeah. We can't accept that as an excuse. You said the album was done weeks ago before the COVID announcement even came to be. So
right,
what's really going on here?
It's excuses. They're just coming with it.
Come on, man. We need the album. Certified Lover Boy. We need it. Oh, now circling back around to Versus battles, there's another one that is apparently in the works, and this one is between 3-6 Mafia and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Okay, group against group, another group battle. I like that idea.
Yeah, I like the group battles. Ever since the Lox and Dipset, we saw what they did. It's like, I like the group ones.
Even 112 versus Jagged Edge. That was a group battle. Earth, Wind & Fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I'm feeling the group theme right here. So this contest, they initially had organized it amongst themselves. Like, you know how people were doing their side versus battles that really weren't sanctioned by Swiss and Tim. And, you know, most of them really didn't do as well.
Right.
So apparently this is what was going to happen with Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia. But at the last moment, Swiss Beats and Tim was like, nah, don't do that. Do the actual versus battle. And then now it seems like this is really a thing that might be happening.
So yeah, DJ Paul from 3-6 Mafia is the one who was hinting at this battle upcoming. He took to Instagram to share a screenshot of like a Zoom call conversation, which was between himself, Bone Thugs and Harmony's Crazy Bone, Swiss Beats, and Grady Spivey, who is the VP of Entertainment Strategy at Triller, who you know Triller and Versus, they go hand in hand now.
Uh-oh, VP on the line, it's happening, it's going down, it's certified.
Right, and he put in the captions, he said, well, what are we discussing? What a winky face. So clearly, we know it's coming.
Come on, man. I can't wait to see this, though. I like the group versus group feel because it's so many different energies on the stage at once. So you have the person that's doing too much and taking it too far with the competitive energy. You got that person. You got the nice person that's trying to be the peacemaker between the groups. You got the one person that's just in kill mode for the battle. All they worried about is the music and what songs they gonna play next. You got the person that's the hype man. Like, you have so many different personalities going on stage, and it's just fun to see them all kind of either mesh together or clash. So that's what I like the most about group versus battles. And then Bone Thugs and 3-6 legends. So why not? Perfect.
Yeah, I'm all for that battle. So once they set a date, I'm putting in my phone. I'm getting ready. And who would you go for, 3-6 or Bone Thugs and Harmony?
My age is making me want to say 3-6. Because I grew up more on them. But Bone Thugs, man, just how you gonna beat Crossroads? Like, how you gonna beat Notorious Thugs, Bone Thugs and Harmony and Biggie? Like, how is 3-6 gonna beat a Biggie record?
Right, exactly. So,
I don't know. I'm on the fence right now. I can't even lie.
Yeah, same. Because in my head, all I really know is a lot. I know a lot more 3 6 Mafia, but of course, I know the classics from Bone Thugs. But again, mm-hmm. it depends on what songs they play each time, how the performance wise. Because like we said, we thought Dipset was gonna kill it.
Yeah,
and then the locks came in. So
yeah, we gonna see. I need to listen to back catalog and then come back and make a definite vote as to who I'm going for.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, put a pin in this. But more versus talk. Let's get into it. This is a dream versus that came up recently in a radio interview. Boss was talking to Power 106's DJ Charisma. He basically was like, who would be your ideal lineup for a Dreamville versus? And what did Boss say? He said the only logical answer, TDE.
Yep. Charisma had questioned it. He said, who do you think would be a worthy competitor? But he said 5 to 10 years from now, if Dreamville were to do a versus. And then Boss was like, it's got to be TDE. That's family, but it'd be good competition for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It would. Do I think this is ever going to happen in the history of verses? No, unless verses can last 30 more years, then maybe, right. Then maybe there's a chance. But other than that, I don't see it happening. But I would love to see this. Like the lineup that TDE has, the lineup that Dreamville has. Let's just run down the people. So, of course, it would obviously be Cole versus Kendrick, the head versus the head.
Yep.
Then you get into the rest of the roster that Dreamville has. Of course, Boss, Jid, Earth Gang, Kaz, Loot, Omen, and then they got Ari Lennox.
Yep, and then on TDE, you got Schoolboy Q, you got J-Rock, Isaiah Rashad, Absol, Sir, Reason, Zakari, Lance Skywalker, of course Kendrick, like you said, and SZA.
And what would make this versus so good is that everybody has somebody that they are equally yoked with on each roster. So like for the Ari Lennox, there's a SZA right there. For the Kendrick, there's a Cole. For the Jid, you have someone just as lyrical. You could put Reason with Jid or Isaiah Rashad. The only thing that TDE doesn't have that Dreamville has is a group.
Right, Earth Gang. Who would really Earth Gang go up against if you want to do a matchup with TDE? So
right. You could do Schoolboy Q and J-Rock against Earth Gang. No, Schoolboy Q and J-Rock would kind of... Dang, I don't even want to say that about Earth Gang, though, because Earth Gang got it. I was about to say Schoolboy Q and J-Rock would kill Earth Gang, but I don't know. It would have to be them. It would have to be them against them. And then you got, they don't have anybody for Sir. Because Ari would go against SZA, so who would go against Sir from Dreamville?
Right, yeah, there's not really anybody who matches him on that side either.
This would be a good battle, though. You could have fun with this. You could have fun putting them up against each other. Now, that would be dope. Don't think it'll ever happen, though. Like I said, dream versus battle.
Exactly.
But I thought it was dope that Boss entertained the thought, knowing good and damn well that this has no chance of happening.
Yeah, he set up a good conversation, something to get our hopes up if we're ever the new generation where we're 50 and 60 looking back on versus battles.
Right.
Something to talk about. So
exactly. All right, now let's talk about Pop Smoke. According to a close friend of his, there is no more unreleased music from Pop left in the vault. First off, before we get into what she said, did we not say this episodes ago when they put out the deluxe edition for Faith? I said, they're trying to get rid of all of the music so that they can be done with this and stop putting stuff out. Because that's just what it felt like. They put out so many songs at once. We were like, why are they putting out all of this music? And I'm like, they done. They finished. They like, all right, we done with this. That's what it seems like.
Right. We did call it.
So during a recent interview with Rap TV, one of Pop's close friends named Mike D said that Pop has little to no music left. And this is in part due to his lengthy album Faith, which we just spoke about.
So yeah, Mike D said in the interview, he was like, in my opinion, instead of dropping all 30 songs, I would have waited until now, until next year, you know, that way his name was still alive instead of just dropping it all at one time.
Sounds reasonable.
Makes sense.
Now, they did ask him if he thought that Pop Smoke had any unheard music left in the stash. And he said, I'm guessing this is what he had left in the vault.
Right. And then, which is kind of crazy to think that, like, there would be no more Pop Smoke songs or albums. But a lot of people were bringing up the fact that, you know, Meek Mill previewed a yet-to-be-released collaboration with Pop Smoke back in February.
Yep, I remember seeing that.
Right, and then French Montana claimed that last October he's sitting on nearly a project's worth of songs from Pop Smoke. So, and of course, the Kanye West song that has him featured on it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it depends. We got to see if Mike D's, like, his claims actually make sense. But
yeah, we're going to have to see, because there is a few other pop collaborations with other people out there floating around right now. I think he was more so speaking on the album aspect of it. Like, there's not going to be any more Pop Smoke albums, which I could believe. But on the other hand, when Pop Smoke was here, he did talk about how he had a bunch of music recorded. Like, I think I heard him throw out the number 200 at one point, like songs or something like that. So if those claims are true, then maybe we might get some of that. They might have a little bit of that left, but I'm not sure. I just know that this Faith album had a lot of music on it, and they came right back with that deluxe, showing us that they were in a super rush to put out a whole bunch of music. So I can't think of any other reason why that would be, other than to just finish putting out music and say we're done.
Right. And my thing is, since the Faith album did have a lot of features to kind of help finish the songs, I wonder if, like, Pop Smoke does have, like, you may have heard, like, the 200 songs. Were they finished? Are they just, like, a verse here and there? Like, how much of these songs or vocals do we have left from Pop?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What it remains to be seen, we shall see. Now, lastly, what we're really about to see is if Kanye is really going to drop this album this coming weekend, okay? So, you know, we've been on Donda Watch these past few weeks, and allegedly there is a new release date out for Donda, and it's August 22nd.
Yep, so this Sunday, according to Apple Music, is when it's supposedly be coming out.
I'm sure it's coming out. Let's play along with it. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I can't believe the album's really dropping this time. I can't believe it, man. I'm so excited. I'm ecstatic. I'm going to stay up until August 22nd just so I can be there at 12:01 a.m. when this album is definitely going to be on streaming services.
Exactly. That's some dedication, Asia. So let me know how it goes.
What? You don't buy into it? You don't think it's coming?
I can't do it another time. I'm getting tired. Getting tired of waiting and getting my hopes up.
Well, if the album itself doesn't come out, we do know that another album release event is going to be happening.
We know those always happen.
Yeah. So if nothing else, we'll at least get to hear Donda. This will be Donda 3, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donda, third edition of the same album, which has been released but not released on three separate occasions. Okay, got it. So, yeah, we're pretty much caught up. It's supposed to be happening in Chicago, this new party. And this was tweeted out by Fake Shore Drive founder Andrew Barber. Now, what credentials he has to announce this Kanye release party, I'm not sure. But apparently you don't need credentials or to really be a part of Kanye's team to make album announcements. So we got to take this guy's word for it.
Yeah, got to. If Justin LaBoy not saying nothing, I guess Andrew Barber is the next in line.
Right. Andrew Barber wouldn't lie to us.
Of course not.
But as we knew before, Kanye was in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, camping out there, trying to finish up the album. As of now, though, it looks like he's actually out in L.A. He was spotted shopping at Dover Street Market on Monday, August 16th. And, of course, he had on his Kanye mask. And he was just out there shopping for clothes, maybe for the new album release party.
Could you imagine just, because if he has like the covered up face mask and the all black outfit in this summer heat in L.A.,
woo.
I don't know if that's being secretive or drawing more attention to you. So
superstars don't get hot, man.
Period. Let them know.
That's it. Okay. But yeah, so he's in L.A. for now. I don't know if he's going to finish. Yeah, I'm putting up air quotes right now if you can't see me. I don't know if he's going to finish the album in L.A. or if he's going to fly back to Atlanta for this weekend to finish things up before he goes to Chicago. I'll be on Apple Music on the 22nd to see what's going down. Yeah, I think that's a good note to end it on right there.
Yeah.
That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you are listening to your podcast at. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.